This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Governor Jared Polis signed a pair of executive orders Sunday to help deal with elevated COVID-19 hospitalizations, tight hospital capacity, and staff shortages. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
One order involves the transfer of patients between hospitals. It authorizes the state health department to order hospitals and freestanding emergency departments to transfer patients to another facility. The other clarifies that emergency decision-making measures can be activated. It also directs the state's insurance division to prepare emergency rules to help address staffing shortages. There are nearly 1,200 COVID-19 patients now hospitalized, the most since last Christmas. Nearly 40% of hospitals expect to be short-staffed in the next week. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Today is the deadline for tens of thousands of workers in healthcare, nursing homes, and government to prove that they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or have an exemption. And most employees in those settings did. Many workplaces with mandates report vaccination levels with at least one dose were near or above 90% last week. Dr. Michelle Barron is with UC Health. She says that system, like many workplaces, requires an additional hurdle, regular testing for the unvaccinated.
We know it's a hassle because people have been complaining, and my stance has been pretty clear. So they have to be tested at least twice a week.
The state of Colorado says 87% of its employees have gotten at least one dose. State officials say vaccination rates improved in health settings by 15% or more after the mandate was issued. This is CPR and KRCC. The northern parts of the Front Range could expect a little bit of snow today. In Denver right now, it's 35 degrees with a chance of snow into tomorrow afternoon.